Track 104. Curator Ruth Horry talks about Blythe House.
The first cluster of Jim Norton's photographs draws out the architecture and atmosphere of Blythe House. In this stop of the guide, I'll take you inside Blythe House to talk about the building's history and use. If you're ready to take a tour inside Blythe, come with me and we'll explore more. Blythe House is a grand Edwardian building in West London, four stories tall, with basements below. Built in pinkish red brick, it's striped with decorative features in cream-coloured limestone. Even people who've never been inside Blythe House might be familiar with its interiors. The building is a popular location for filming, and it's got an incredibly long list of credits. It's featured as the Labour Party's headquarters in Netflix's series The Crown, a police station in Thor: Dark World, and the intelligence service headquarters, The Circus, in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Blythe also regularly stands in for a hospital or an asylum in films, and looking around inside, I can understand why. It has an institutional feel, with wings of large rooms emerging from long corridors, and it has twisting stone staircases with decorative iron railings. Its interior walls are clad in shiny glazed bricks, coloured oatmeal beige, with strips of red and green, which make the long corridors extra echoey. It's coldly atmospheric, in its look and in its feel. In reality, though, Blythe was never a medical building. It used to be the offices for a bank. Come with me down this corridor, because there's a particular storeroom I want to show you. Jim Norton has photographed this room, which is now used to store public health and hygiene collections, because it gives us a glimpse into the building's history. This ground floor room has a polished parquet wooden floor, and standing on it are white metal museum storage cabinets with glass windows. There are two cabinets in view, but there's a sense that the room has several more. Cabinet doors are closed to prevent dust getting in. The glass windows offer only a peek at what's inside: stoneware ceramic hot water bottles, hospital bedpans, stacked-up metal bleeding bowls used by 17th-century barber surgeons. In the centre of one of the room's white walls is a stone fireplace. It's no longer in use and it's covered over. The juxtaposition of museum equipment and a domestic fireplace is perhaps surprising. This room used to be the office of one of the managers of the savings bank. Blythe was built in 1903 as a headquarters for the Post Office's savings bank, and it administered around 9 million UK savings accounts. At that time, the bank headquarters had around 4,000 staff managing the accounts and the money, and the senior managers oversaw those 4,000 staff. You could just about imagine this now silent, clean museum room once having a roaring, smoky fire to keep an office worker warm. The whole atmosphere would have been so different back then. The corridors would have echoed with the voices of people arriving to work. There were separate entrances and workspaces for the 3,000 men and 1,000 women staff. Huge canteens serve lunch to the workers, again with separate areas for men and women. What are now quiet museum storerooms would have had hundreds of staff working on each open-plan floor. Many of the rooms would have been filled with the clatter of typing, the shuffling of paper, and the loud sound of people working at mechanical calculators, which are early adding machines before electronic calculators. These devices had cranking handles and clanking buttons, and what a sound it would have been echoing off the tiled walls. The savings bank operated from Blythe in West London through the 20th century, until in 1963 it was decided to move the headquarters to Glasgow. Blythe House became quiet as the building emptied of people. The government bought the building in 1979 as a museum storage facility, and it was divided up with separate parts for the British Museum, the V&A and the Science Museum. Even though the building was designed for working people, Blythe House proved a surprisingly suitable home for museum objects. Its thick brick walls kept the interior at a steady temperature, and the mix of large open-plan floors and smaller rooms provided useful storage for the differently themed collections. Even former offices and basement bank vaults were repurposed to keep the collection secure and well cared for. In the Science Museum's area of Blythe, conservation and collections care staff have a permanent base in the building. Other museum staff only visit. In some storerooms, you hardly ever encounter another person, though you can hear footsteps, doors banging, lights buzzing, and the occasional distant echoing of voices. In Guidestop 105, conservator Emma Duggan explains what it was like working at Blythe. When Jim Norton visited Blythe in 2019 for this project, the building's use was starting to change again. All three museums were making plans to move their collections out and into new storage facilities. It's a long and complex process. Back in 2015, the UK government, who owned the building, had announced the site was to be sold and offered funding towards new facilities. The museums were given 8 years' notice to vacate. It's such a huge operation to move hundreds of thousands of museum objects that it requires years of work to plan and carry out, plus plenty of people power. Science Museum Group recruited many new staff and collections volunteers. By the time Jim Norton visited, their presence had started to make the building more populated again. These members of staff assessed the collections for hazards, checked documentation, and photographed objects before packing could begin for the move to the new collection centre in Wiltshire. The future use of Blythe House is as yet unknown. Sale of the building took place this year, in September 2022. Quoting the sale advert, it was an exceptional opportunity to acquire and redevelop an iconic Grade 2 listed property within central London, with the potential to convert the office space to prime residential. Its valuable location in Kensington means that perhaps the building's next use will be as luxury apartments. Jim Norton's photographs capture how Blythe looked in 2019 as a museum store, with traces of longer history mixed in with the present collections moves work. It's a unique glimpse into a moment in time, and also into the long timeframes of museum storage.
Location of the photograph of the pharmacy ware room. The next featured work is a large Jim Norton photograph of a storeroom for pharmacy-related materials in Blythe House, with mortars stored on shelves. The photo is landscape-orientated and the gallery wall behind it has been painted a cool grey colour. It is displayed on the opposite side of the gallery from the photograph of the public health and hygiene room, at stop 104, past a resource table in the centre of the space and a display plinth. The resource table is long and white, with several orange plastic chairs. Some of the chairs have armrests. Visitors are invited to sit at the bench and explore Norton's photographs up close. There are two A3 size bound books containing images from the show. There's also a box containing another set of the photographs on individual loose cards. Handheld and sheet magnifiers are available here.